Penguin Random House Audio presents Double Jeopardy by Stuart Woods. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Stone Barrington walked into his office on a Monday morning and found 3 pink memo slips saying that a John Keegan had called and needed to see him urgently. Joan Robertson, his secretary, came into the room without being asked and said, "No, I don't know who he is. He's been leaving messages on the machine since early this morning. Perhaps you know why there's no number to call back on these slips." "Oh, I just thought I'd make life more difficult for you. Isn't that my job?" "I'm just asking." "I can only write down the messages left," she said. "If there had been a number, I would have written that down, too. If past performance is any indication, he'll call back."
"I can't argue with that," Stone said. His phone rang. John picked it up.
"The Barrington practice at Woodman and Weld," she said. "Ah, yes, Mr. Keegan, I have him right here." She handed Stone the phone with a triumphant grin.
"Good morning, this is Stone Barrington."
"Thank God," Keegan said. "My name is John Keegan. Call me Jack. I need to speak to you in person as soon as possible."
"Where are you, Jack?"
"In a cab, on the way in from the airport."
"A New York airport?"
"Sorry, yes, LaGuardia. I just got off the shuttle from Boston."
"Do you have my address?"
Keegan spoke it to him.
"May I know what this is about?" "I'll tell you when I see you. Suffice to say, it's a family matter."